Are you listening? Good. You are about to enter an audio sensory experience. Focus. Adjust your headphones. Listen. And be warned. Depiction of violence, mature themes, and explicit language ahead. Welcome to Fey Hollow.
He's bold.
Not the word I had in mind. He's uncharacteristic of the other killers I've come across. And confident he won't get caught.
Tech savvy?
Likely. And he can infiltrate areas others can't. It's not easy to drag a body without being seen by someone.
I just hope he hasn't posted the file online. It could cause problems. We should get to the morgue. The autopsy should have started already. We need more leads.
If the morgue is still standing after the quake.
It's built on an old mine complex from the 60s. Solid foundations. Besides, that quake seemed like an underachiever on the Richter scale.
There could be aftershocks.
I don't quite care. Let's go.
Agent Choi?
Yeah?
I learned something else. The voice on the recording.
What?
I can pick up on nuances, minute ticks, tensions, sometimes lies.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, there wasn't a tremor of disbelief in what he was saying.
Maybe he was telling the truth. His truth.
Truth? He was babbling about the Cassian and fairy tales and princes.
Not to him. He's clearly conditioned himself to believe what he did to Fergie DuPont was justified with a particular worldview.
The powerful people?
Connected, although I don't know how.
If that is the case, let's break it down as soon as we come back. We're already one step behind.
Yeah, I kind of said that.
We move, heading downtown to FHPD City Morgue. All the while, the aftermath of the quake continues to shake Fey Hollow. Fallen debris, a thick dust in the air.
Just a few hours ago, ambulances and firefighters are in standby. New reports state that several buildings in the outskirts have buckled under weakened foundations. So far, 5 people have been reported dead, and more than 40 hospitalized. As for the Upper East and West Side, no reported casualties, most likely due to reinforcement efforts that took place more than 10 years ago.
Can you hear me, citizens of Fey? Yes. Good. I'm fine. As you may be wondering, not a scratch on me. I thank the heavens and the All Gods for casting their glorious eyes in my direction. But now you see. Now you see what happens when we ignore the call of justice. Something is afoot, Ken Fey Hollow. Something dark, something vile, something subterranean. But do not fear. I am here. You can help to fund my next talk by donating to my website, www.jebediahsings.fey.com. Ta-da!
2-5. We've secured all major overhanging bridges, the docks, and the outskirts. Reports about the possible deaths have been understated. We're guessing the real numbers will come in once rescue efforts are underway. We're currently with some consulting geologists and structural engineers by the Cassian Edge to confirm if there have been any gas leaks.
I've never been to this morgue. I've always worked with Dr. Lee for postmortems.
This is ours. He works specially for us.
What does that mean?
It means that some requests I make, some actually get approved.
You come here a lot?
Too much. Manny, we're here.
What? I thought you'd be busy with earthquake duty or something. We just packed up. Dr. Jones left to see his family.
What? No, I have to see the girl's body.
I gotta go! My wife is pregnant with twins, Choi. Twins. Dead bodies, I can deal with. My mood-swinging wife with two of my offspring? Now that's a damn earthquake.
Manny, I got a homicide, a freak that finds it amusing to tell me bedtime stories over the dark web, and a commissioner barking up my ass! Your twins are the least of my concern. Oh, congratulations, by the way.
I think what my partner means is, we understand. Get back to your family, Manny. In fact, we just want to review the coroner's report. That's all.
The report? We've just done the preliminary examination. The main autopsy was scheduled for today.
Yes, we know. Then how about you let us in, we'll retrieve the documents we need, and then we'll leave. Take this stress off your hands, hmm? One less thing to worry about.
You're just gonna review the report?
Just a review. I know my way around an autopsy table. Don't you worry. You're a star, Manny.
Third door on the right, 2B. Review and leave.
Drive carefully.
Please, don't make a mess.
Let's go.
I could have handled that.
Sure you could. You clearly have a way with people.
Funny. Over here. 2B. Let's open it.
See the body? Do we have authorization?
Nope. Just the way I like it.
Well, if we're breaking the law, we should at least wear gloves.
No time for that.
Do you want to contaminate the damn body and make it harder to catch this asshole? Wear some damn gloves.
Fair point.
Are you gonna do it, or am I?
You do it.
Fergie DuPont. You poor girl.
Yeah. Ooh, she looks worse in the light.
You okay?
Yeah. I'll just find the report on the clipboard. The coroner did the ID check, as we know, and only just processed the body. Big backlog. Submitted some blood work and toxicology. The detailed autopsy was for today.
So the body hasn't been examined properly. Cause of death?
His quick assessment, blunt force trauma.
I'm going in.
Wait.
What?
Just warn me if you're going to do anything drastic.
A bit late for that. Body is well into rigor mortis. Joints are... But I can see the mutilations better. Most of her upper body, her scales, have been pulled out one by one. There's still some webbing between her fingers, indicating she was near water. Her merm instinct probably mistook the moisture in the air for a swim and she adapted quickly. But every other mermaidian part of her looks ripped out.
Tools?
A sharpened instrument, knife or scalpel. Likely a scalpel. Explains the incisions near her hip, which enabled him to crank her legs above her head in that tail-like posture. Her gills look almost overtaxed, causing her armpit cavity to look bruised. Although I'm not an expert on mermaidian anatomy, a merm's gills are connected to their three lungs, two for air, one for underwater filtering, which means it's possible she was tortured in water or in that foreign solution.
But merms can breathe underwater for 2 hours.
Then she was with him for a long, long time. The back of her neck, countless bruises, contusions. This man had immense strength.
Build?
Unclear. Large. Maybe an athlete's build. It looks like one gloved hand.
Oh, God! She's looking at me. Close the eye. Close the damn eye.
All right. What's that? In her lower throat. I'm going to open her mouth.
Fucking careful, will ya?
There's something here. Some sort of internal bruising along the inner flesh of her oral cavity. As if...
What?
Something was forced down her throat. Help me shine a light with your phone. I need both hands.
Oh, damn. Okay. Okay, hold on. There. Hurry up.
There's something lodged in her throat. Yes, I can see it.
Oh, get it out, Shin.
Shine here.
Okay. What the hell is that? A card?
Folded, waterproof, and with a message. Once upon a time.
Give me that.
What are you doing?
Speeding up processing time. Let's go.
Where?
The paper. Fay Hollow doesn't make its own. All our papers imported from neighboring cities. Which means...
This paper can be tracked to a source. A quick analysis and we should be able to narrow it down to some local import locations or shops.
Bingo. We send the rest for DNA testing later.
Okay. Let me put her back.
Yes, please.
Rest now. We're gonna get this asshole. Choi was right. Within an hour, we had a location. A paper and stationery storage facility on the lower east side of the docks. The name? DuPont Enterprises. Yeah. Our fairy tale enthusiast bought paper from her family business, wrote on it, bludgeoned and tortured her, and then stuffed it down her throat. Sadly, it doesn't surprise me.
There it is.
So he captures Fergie, subjects her to prolonged torture, stuffs a card down her throat, and ends it with another fairy tale callback? The murder, the audio file, the cards. This isn't a release of some pent-up psychopathic tendency. It's more. This is a puzzle, a game. Well, here we are.
Step back.
Of course it's locked. We should have gotten a warrant to...
Ever picked a lock before?
What, like in the movies?
Not quite.
No, I... A crowbar? Choi?
Lockpicking 101. Let's go.
Who the hell buys a foldable crowbar?
We're looking for batch 233. The paper is either stolen from here or bought from a shop that DuPont Enterprises sells to.
Which means a sales log. Find the shop that sells the paper, we can track it to CCTV footage and maybe get a visual.
Split up. And watch your step.
Together.
Is that you?
What?
Fucking whispering to yourself. I can hear it from across the damn warehouse.
It's nothing. Just the dark. I've got this condition.
Well, don't we all? Keep fucking focused, will you?
Frogs? But marshes are on the west side.
You hear the fucking frogs? They're everywhere.
Yeah.
You see anything?
No, just stacks of crates and...
Well, I think I saw a sign back there.
You hear that?
What?
A car. Outside.
Ah!
Lyandra! What the fuck?
Just a small cut.
Shit. Your arm. It's bleeding. Hold still. Who the fuck was that?
I didn't see. A car with blackout windows. Reinforced bumper.
I didn't tell anyone we were coming.
Maybe he didn't like us dropping by without an invitation. Or he was waiting for us.
Let's get you back to...
Wait, do you hear that?
I don't hear anything.
The warehouse. I hear.
Kalandra! Wait!
The crash. It's revealed this vacant office space.
Fucking maniac. Could have...
killed someone.
God.
Victim is male, naked, strung up. From the look of his bobbled skin and facial protrusions, a member of the Anura race.
What the fuck is a froggy doing here?
Unclear. But he's been posed. Both legs clearly broken. Turned inside out. Arms and legs stabbed and gored by steel rods. Hands clenched. His skull looks scalped, torn away. And some sort of metal crown made of twisted metal embedded into his cranium. No blood, just a viscous liquid from the side of his... Victim is alive! Victim
Move.
Is... Notifying nearby ambulances via emergency response code.
Who did this to you? Who did this?
Got one. ETA 15 minutes. The docks, it's too far.
Tell me. No! Stay with me! Who did this to you?
He dropped a tape recorder.
Got it.
Once upon a time, there was a froggy that wished to be a prince.
You won't get away with this! I have gods!
See, to many, he was their hero. But deep, deep down, he was a fiend, a liar, a deceiver. It was a pity, dear listener, for the froggy kept all the riches he had attained, cheating everyday people. He took more, and more, and more. And so when the real prince, I, hunted him down, the frog finally revealed his true self. This dear froggy was no prince. Bah! No! He was a babbling, cowering, disgusting bottom dweller.
Please, no more!
And this story is all about how the one true prince helped the froggy find his true self. No more lies, no more deceptions, so he can finally feel infinity.
Fuck!
Choi, what's that?
What?
Choi, get down!
AXN presents Fae Hollow, The Fairy Tale Murders. Enjoy the thrill of the episode? Share it now. And for even more content, visit axn-asia.com/Fae Hollow Podcast.